And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Today is Tuesday, June 8th. It is 8:30 a.m. in the morning, and we're going to be talking with Bo Williford. Bo Williford is the owner of West Georgia Plumbing and Septic, and he's actually a very popular guest on the show. Last time he was on, Bo spoke about, gave his testimony, spoke about the events in his life that led to his becoming a businessman in the local community, a respected businessman, as well as a musician, a singer-songwriter that writes, you know, very personal, powerful songs about his life and his experiences, which we're going to be talking about today, as well as a project that he started working on towards the beginning of the pandemic, Ladies Way Fitness, which is a, we'll let Bo talk about that. But first and foremost, Bo, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Josh.
Well, we appreciate you coming back on. As I mentioned, you know, the last time you were on, you played some songs for us, and the reception was tremendous. I think folks seem to connect with where you're coming from.
It's been a long road for me as far as how I started my life, where I was in my life, and it wasn't until on my commercial I turned my life over to God at West Georgia Worship Center, and everything started looking up. You know, I was able to take a life of it was just terrible how I was living my life, to be honest with you. But it turned me around, and I started West Georgia Plumbing Septic, you know, with my brother-in-law, and everything started looking up, you know. Everything started, you know, God had a path for me, and I was going down the wrong way, and he turned me around. So I started, you know, taking new steps toward better things in my life, and was able to just see all my family now. they work for the company, which is, it's a blessing in itself. Sometimes it's not, sure, but most of the time it is. You know how it is when you work with family.
I tell folks, he's also my client, so I'll come by the business every once in a while. And I mean, it is a family operation. Sometimes I'll go in and it's like a, you know, a submarine in a war movie, like lights are going off, everybody's answering phones. One time I went by and they were playing games, you know what I mean? Like playing like a board game, like just hanging out, having family time. Now, if you're tuning in, be sure to check out the Facebook live stream of this episode, because we are going to be premiering Bo's newest song from an album he's currently working on, a song called Hell or High Water. That's going to be in the second. That's going to be in the second segment of the program. But you mentioned West Georgia Plumbing and Septic. Last time we spoke, it was in the throes of the pandemic. So how have things been on the business front since you know the last time we spoke?
It's been great, actually. I mean, we have stayed busy. I know a lot of companies that they got slow and this, that, and another, but God's just blessed us, you know. I mean, we might have a slow week every now and then, but for the most part, the guys they're full blast, you know. So he's definitely been on time with the work that he's given us and blessing us with good customers, and you know, just all around, it's just been a great experience. You know, some people have bad experiences when you start up companies and stuff like that, you know.
Sure.
They go in debt by trying to thousands of dollars to get one started. Well, there was no debt with this one right here. This was just all God. I mean, literally, there was nothing. Each little step was orchestrated by the Lord, and I just followed him, you know. I'm thankful that, you know, he chose the least of something, which was me and my family. I was the most likely to either be in jail or not following this path, you know.
Of course.
But that's what he does. He takes the least of things and makes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Things better and makes people better.
So, you know, you've been very vocal. Some business owners don't mix their spirituality and their business. You've been very forthcoming. I mean,
oh yeah, this morning I got all the guys up and the girls in the office. You know, I said, everybody get in here. We do a prayer. You know, I may do the prayer. My sister might do it, or I'll ask one of the guys to lead us in prayer. You know, just to start our day off good and positive. You don't know what people are going through out there.
Yeah.
You just never know. And sometimes, you know, just a good word, just being nice to somebody will turn their whole entire day around. So I think it's a good idea to start the day off with prayer.
Well, I mean, and you mentioned, you know, you never know what folks are going through.
Yeah.
And this is actually a great segue into Ladies Way Fitness. Was something that you actually helped conceive and create.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that.
Unfortunately, I've recently went through a divorce, And I had started this thing for my ex-wife.
And tell us more about what the business was going to be and continues to be.
Well, it's all ladies gym is what we wanted out of it. And so I put this thing together, and she ran it for about 3 months or so, and everything was going good. Had about 25 members, and I think she just got burned out, and decided to not do it anymore. And I was just thinking, Lord, you know, what am I going to do? You know, and God said, give it away. And I said, oh yeah. He said, don't sell it. He said, give it away.
He said, give it away. He said, this is a business away. You started.
Yeah, yeah. Ladies Way Fitness. And so I had been going to the gym on a regular basis, and the lady that I give it to is Tara Chapman. She was going to the gym as well. You know, her and her family. Her daddy's Ricky Shirley. He's our pastor. Hmm.
Tara was going to be here with us this morning. Unfortunately, she was held up.
Yeah.
It's just Bo and I today.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, she couldn't be here. She also works for the Chamber of Commerce, and so I think they had like a mandatory meeting.
Sure.
Because she'd been looking forward to it all week, and I had too. Sure. But she took, you know, God took an unfortunate situation with my divorce, and he allowed something just amazingly. She has taken this, the Ladies Way Fitness, her and Aaron Waldrop are the owners of it, but she has taken it from the 25 customers, I mean, you know, people that were there, not customers, but
sure, clients,
know, clients that, you know, we had, and I think they're up to almost 200 now.
Wow.
And have moved from that location that I started up into a big location over there off of Pacific Avenue in Bremen. And, you know, and I was going through a lot of hurt for a while or whatever, but we were going to a trout rodeo. Me and my daughter and my son-in-law and my grandson, and they were like, we need to stop by over here and grab a couple T-shirts. And I was like, all right, you know, I was driving.
And so, this was a business that you had nothing to do with anymore because you helped start it for your then wife, and then unfortunately you guys split.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, just to make sure I understand this, you gave the business to Tara.
Oh, absolutely.
You just handed it over.
Yeah.
Which is pretty wild. Okay, so you guys were going to go to the trout rodeo, but the kids wanted to stop
by. So they
by.
Wanted to get some T-shirts, and I was like, I didn't know what this was about. So we pull into this parking lot, and there's hundreds of people out there, and I was like, what is going on here? And they was like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you that Tara's got their grand opening at the new location today. And I was like, wow. So
it's a big turnout.
Yeah, so we're getting there, and she's up there speaking, and they're doing the grand opening thing, and so I'm standing over to the side, you know, and I was just looking at amazement, you know, like, wow, look at all the stuff they got out here, you know. And it's a great turnout, and Tara's like motioning over to me, come here. And I look around, and she looked at me, she goes, you come here. And I was like, oh my Lord. So I was quite embarrassed and kind of shocked at the time, because I was like, you know,
yeah.
I wasn't thing, looking for this.
You didn't expect to stop by, let alone be asked to come up front.
Yeah, so she starts going on and everything, and telling all these, I mean, I'm talking about hundreds of women out there, and she starts telling them, y'all, this is the reason that Ladies Way, he started it, you know, and all of a sudden, I know, and I was just blown away, man. I was just like, you know, thank you, but let me get on over here.
So she brought you up there to give you some love in front of everybody.
Yeah, she did. She did. And I heard her name. Her and her husband, man, I tell you, they're awesome.
Well, why is a place like this so important? Because, you know, I know that when you originally helped conceive the business, you wanted a Christian-based ladies gym.
Right. I mean, you know, I wanted a place, and my ex-wife wanted a place where, you know, there's a lot of gyms out there, man, where it's people are going there for the wrong reasons, you know, and they, you know, women that truly want to work out, they don't need a bunch of meatheads, you know.
They want to be comfortable.
Making them feel, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they want to be comfortable.
Objectified.
Exactly. And Tara, it's also a way for her to share her ministry with the ladies, and, you know, because it's all Christian-based, you know. And I got to looking at it, and I was like, man, my horrible situation that I was in, actually something God made, took something terrible, but turned out something so good. Because when I was there and I seen all them ladies and how big the classes are becoming now, and I was just like, man, through God, you know, blessing me, look at these women. They're being ministered to. They're getting their workout in. They're in a place that they love going to, with their Zumba classes, boot camp classes. Or they start up early in the morning. I mean, I think they're in there between 4:30 and 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
You know, on into the evening. But it was able, I was able to, God says, he's like, well, all that hurt that you went through over this, that, and another, look at what come out of it.
Pivot it. And take that pain and create something
beautiful. And it kind of made me feel a lot better. I was like, well, you know what? It was worth it. You know, it was worth going through all that, that this come out of it. God took a bad situation and turned something really good out of it.
Well, that's actually going to carry us into our next segment. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how Bo Williford has built on his personal testimony to take some of his personal pain and use that to inspire his music, which we will hear some of here in the second segment. So stay with us.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an academy honor code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Duran, headmaster, inviting you to visit us on the mountain or at oakmountain.us. Come see how our warriors are creating legacies.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We're talking with owner and operator of West Georgia Plumbing and Septic, Bo Williford. We were just chatting about the way Ladies Way Fitness, a Christian-based ladies-only gym in Bremen, was originally created by Bo in partnership with some other folks. And so if you want more information about Ladies Way Fitness, be sure to check out ladieswayfitness.com for more information about their classes, hours, and about their ministry that they are proud to put out into the West Georgia area. So if you're just tuning in, we are on Facebook Live right now. So if you have any comments or questions for Bo Williford, feel free to hop on the Facebook live stream and throw those comments in, and I'll read them out. So Bo, we were just chatting about the, you know, you're opening up with us, and I think that's one of the reasons folks like tuning in to hear you speak, because you're very upfront. Yeah, you've went through a lot, and that pain has only, your life hits a crossroad, and you're struggling. You take that pain, and you've parlayed that into music, into creative endeavors. So I was actually hoping if you wouldn't mind, would you give us a recap of the testimony you mentioned before?
Yeah, as far as where I was in my life, and you know, the alcohol, the drugs, and everything that you know that God has delivered me from, and this and another. The main thing is that every time I turn around, I find myself in jail, you know, looking through glass and having to see my kids suffer from my mistakes, you know. And I got so sick and tired of it, man. I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired, I guess, and living that way and going through the pains that I went through in my life and stuff. And, yeah, I like to use my music as a gateway for it. It's my therapy, more or less. And, you know, most of my songs are about my life and what I was going through and where I ended up and everything. So, but living the fast lane is really, it's not no way to live. I mean, you know.
Took a lot away from you. And,
and it hurts people along the way, you know. People don't realize that your actions, when other people love you, the way you're acting really hurts them as well, you know, and you're kind of dragging them down that same road that you're on because they love you, you know, and they don't want to give up on you. And shoot, there was a time that I almost gave up on myself.
Sure.
You know, I was just fed up with everything. And going through, you know, this divorce has made me pour my heart out into my music again because, you know, searching for something that's not there, it's emotional, you know, and I finally had to say, hey man, it is what it is. And, you know, this is not going to define me.
So you put your heart and soul into music.
Right.
You're actually working on a new album, recording some songs. Now, what is, I mean, you know, what does music mean to you? I mean, because it appears to, it's been very therapeutic for you. It's been medicinal. Well, why is music so important to your life?
It's just, I can relate to my songs. I can relate to other people's songs and their pain and what they went through. You know, you can hear songs and they just, it's what my heart is made out of. You know, and if I can sing a song and see somebody raise their hands to God and say, thank you, Jesus, you know, there's still hope for me because look at what this guy went through. You know,
sure.
It gives you hope. Music is therapeutic to me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I can be the happiest I can be and hear a song and just break down bawling crying because it hits a spot. And other people, you know what I mean? When I see Ashton and Zach and all the wonderful singers we have at our church, buddy, I tell you what, sometimes they can just open up a song and it just melts me.
Sure.
And I'm crying like a baby, you know, and that's a good feeling. You know, and I want to be able to, with my music, I want to be able to touch other people in their lives and be like, you know, I want them to feel what I feel when I hear other people singing.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
It gives from the heart, you
from
know.
From the heart, yeah. I want them to feel that. And if I can give my testimony, if my testimony can touch somebody and make them turn around and say, hey, you know, this guy right here has been through, like my song, Hell or High Water, you know, which you'll be hearing here shortly, but... It's just I want to be able to touch people. I guess, I mean, I want to do whatever God's got for me to do, you know,
sure.
and do what, you know, because if I'm in it, I'm going to mess it up. If I try to do it myself, every time.
Sure. Now, tell us about so you're working on a new album. I don't know if you have any idea of the name of this album, or is it just you, this is something you're working through right now?
I haven't really come up with the name of it yet. It's an eight-song album. Court Pearson out of Bremen, he's the one doing the recording for me, and he's going to be producing everything for me. And there's going to be a video along with, you know, Hell or High Water.
Your story.
Yeah, basically telling my story of where the drinking, the fighting, the... You know, just everything about my life that had got me in trouble, it's going to come out, you know. It's going to, I've got an idea how I want it to go down.
Sure.
I'm no videoer or nothing like that right there. I've never produced one or done one, but
sure.
This is going to be a new thing for me, and I'm excited about it, you know. And I hope that everything that I'm doing in these songs, I got an old country voice that there ain't no way around it. And you don't have a whole lot of that these days.
Sure.
And it's basically going to be an album it's all Christian based. Most all the songs are about the Lord God and uplifting, about changing, and you know it's going to be like a country gospel thing. But because today's country is it's not old school country anymore.
Nobody taps into the pain anymore.
That's it right there. It's tapping into the pain, and you know it's hard to get through some of these songs sometimes because. Sure. If I allow my heart to really, you know, it'll choke me up and you know, but I've gotten it down now that I keep that part to the side when I'm singing, so I can keep from, you know, tearing up and things like that. But that's music's a way of life to me, man. It's, you know, you can have the worst day and then hear a good song and it turn your whole day around.
Sure.
You know, and
well, we're actually going to do that right now. Bo was kind enough to allow us to play his newest song. It's the premiere of your new track, Hell or High Water, from your new album, and we're going to play it for you now.
From the bottle to the jail cell, that's where it takes me every time. Well, don't judge me and I won't judge you, 'cause you don't know the hell that I've been through. time. So come hell or high water, I'll choose Jesus every time. Through the pain, the sorrow, hell or high water, I'm gonna make it through this time. Well, come hell or high water, Jesus, you are a friend of mine. I'm not the man I used be. Since the Holy Ghost got a hold of me, now I do my fighting on my knees, thanking God for all his victories and all the things that he's done. Hands held high with tears in my eyes, still praising God with all my might. So come hell or high water, I choose Jesus every time. So come hell or high water, pain, sorrow has been running through my mind. So come hell or high water, I'm gonna make it through this time. Well, come hell, you are a friend of mine. Yes, come hell or high water, Jesus, you are a friend of mine.
And that was Bo Williford's Hell or High Water. We're going to go ahead and take our second break, but when we come back, we'll wrap up with the last few minutes talking with Bo Williford and his plans for the future. So stay with us.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
As a graduate of Oak Mountain Academy, I've found that my experience on the mountain prepared me beyond all expectations. As a junior at Auburn University, I approached my studies with great confidence thanks to what I learned at OMA. When I think back on my time on the mountain, I think of my teachers. Their genuine love and concern for me as a student was always evident, and now, as an adult, I still foster those relationships. I'm Carly Robinson, an Oak Mountain Academy alum. Visit oakmountain.us to see how you can offer your child an amazing opportunity to be a warrior.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. If you're just tuning in, be sure to check out both the podcast and the Facebook live stream of this episode. We're chatting here with Bo Williford, owner of West Georgia Plumbing and Septic. He's also a singer-songwriter, and he was on our show a good while back and played some music for us. His testimony is a very powerful one. one that we're very happy to share on our station. So we just heard Hell or High Water. It's a great song, classic song, very much classic country. So
thank you.
Let's we only have a few minutes left, so why don't we talk about what your future goals are? I mean, you know, this is one song on an 8-song album that you're currently producing,
right?
So what do you got for the future?
I really want to, you know, have a stronger walk with God, and have Him, you know, use me the way He sees fit. And if He can use me through my songs to touch somebody else, to make them turn around and be like, you know what, you know, there's a better way to live life, you know, and living for God is the most amazing trip that I've ever been on, you know. I'm going to continue to help, run the company. my son does most of all the work now. I come in very little. Me and my partner, we come in when we get ready now. Yeah. And, you know, because we've kind of handed it down to my nephew and my son, and they're pretty much running everything now.
Excellent.
Praise God that, you know, they can have some of the headaches that Daddy went through starting it.
Sure. But he can let Daddy hang out in the back and work on his songs.
That's right. And that's the plan, you know. It's just live the best life I can live, you know, and be the best person that I can be. I'm nowhere near being perfect. I mean, God has to work on me daily. That's why I have to, you know, we even go to a Friday night service. It's called Friday Night Freedom that Tony Lord handles for us and hosts for church. So I'm there on Wednesdays, Sunday mornings, Sunday evenings, Friday nights. I need as much God as I can get. Because if I don't have it, I'll tell you what, I'll unwind real quick. Like,
sure.
You know, for the kind of person that I am, I'm just, you know, I need as much of Jesus in my life as I can handle.
The positive and loving reinforcement.
Oh, absolutely, man. And I pour that out in my songs, and I just really would like to concentrate on that and hope that it moves people, you know, in this world, that they can get a little relief from something that I've done and are doing.
Sure.
You know, I'm a big giver. I got a big old heart, you know, and I like to.
I mean, you gave Ladies Way Fitness to Tara Chapman.
Yeah, I mean, I like to see people have nice things. I like to have, you know what I'm saying, and it has blessed me immensely from seeing my son. Now he's got a brand new home, and my sister and my brother-in-law just built a brand new house and swimming pool. I love seeing everybody have the things that they want in life, and I want to be able to help the unfortunate folks, you know, and if God makes a way and I can do that, you know, through my music, that's what I want to do.
So what is a message you have for folks that have that might currently be where you were, in a place of, you know, they're just lost, they're struggling with addiction, they're struggling with a life of crime? I mean, what's the message you have for them?
Well, the message I have for them is to slow down. You know, as bad as you got it right now, if you turn to God, if you just lift your hands, I don't care where you're at, it doesn't matter who's watching you, lift your hands up to God. You know, praise Him. Thank Him for everything that, thank Him for the bad times that you're going through, because one day you're going to look back and you're going to be like, man, I was a mess. Because that's what I've done. You know, I've looked back on all of the tragedies in my life and what I've done and who I was. But you know what? Through God, you know, those things, but God.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to involve Him in your life. You got to ask Him.
Well, Bo, we really appreciate you coming on today. For more information about Ladies Way Fitness, the Christian-based all-ladies gym over in Bremen, be sure to check out ladieswayfitness.com. If you just Google West Georgia Plumbing and Septic, you'll find tons of information, Facebook, website, and, of course, tune in with Bo Williford, because he'll be working on that album. And when that album's finished, we'll bring you back on and we'll celebrate its release.
Absolutely. Thank you, Josh.
All right, Bo, I appreciate you for everything you do, man. We'll see
you
again next time. And thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you next time.